Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon. Cheers, Gregory. It's me until 7 tonight. Chris is here, hello.
Oi, oi.
My mate Becky, my former friend Becky, is back tomorrow. My other friend. Not seen her for ages, but apparently she's back in tomorrow. This Greg James is the new Charlie Sheen thing isn't really happening yet, is it? I'm still convinced it will, but I'm worried that the bookies might be getting cold feet on this now. As tonight, Greg goes to a Boyzone concert.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
It's BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Hello. My mate Chris is here.
Hello.
Becky's back tomorrow. It's been a while.
Yeah.
She's back on tomorrow. Have you smelt me today?
Not intent.
Smell me.
Right, okay, hang on. Yeah.
Pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, you smell all right, yeah.
Thank you. I'm getting a lot of comments about this at the moment, and I'll tell you my secret. It's my new shower gel, which I got over the weekend.
Right, okay.
It's not any kind of aftershave or cologne. It's all just the shower gel.
And what's the secret?
Well, I've had loads of people in the office come up to me and go, oh, you smell really good, what is it? And I say, when they ask, I can't remember. But in fact, I do know what it is. I'm just too embarrassed to say.
Right. Oh, God.
Some people will be impressed by this, but I think if my friends knew, and the people that I work with, my colleagues, I think they would laugh.
Well, what are you wearing?
It's Usher shower gel.
What? Why would you do that? Does it actually smell of Usher?
I don't know. I've not got that close to him to actually know, but I imagine it's similar.
Yeah.
The thing is, right, some of the celebrity perfumes, and there's hundreds now, they do smell really good, really good. But is it a bit embarrassing to actually say, when someone comes up to you, oh, that's really nice, what's that you're wearing? Celine Dion?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. What a stupid question.
Well, that's a nice smell. Yeah, it's my Hilary Duff body lotion.
What would you say if I came up to you and was like, all right, Scott, I smell good today, don't I? Hilary Duff. You know.
No, I'm supposed to say that you smell good. You wouldn't come up to me and go, hello, don't I smell good today? That wouldn't happen. I'm supposed to make the first move on that.
Oh, right.
Oh, hi, Chris. You smell good today. What is that you're wearing?
Gwen Stefani.
There we are. That's how it would work.
But I'm just looking at a list here. It seems that Jack Black has got his own scent. So you can smell like Jack Black. Now,
also, I'm not being funny if you're listening, Jack, but since when have you been into male grooming?
I'm just...
What?
I've just seen the best thing ever.
What?
It's under the Jack Black Shaving Care for Men. The famous Jack Black Beard Lube. Is that Pro Shave Oil?
Are you serious?
The famous Jack Black Beard Lube. Yes.
Yes. Give me some of that beard lube from Jack Black.
What is beard lube?
Anyone out there, please tell me, if you have worn a celebrity perfume or aftershave, how many times do you actually tell the truth and go, yes, actually, today I'm wearing Avril Lavigne? And also, if anyone has ever worn the Peter Andre scent and has actually told somebody, yes, today I'm wearing the new fragrance by Peter Andre, let me know if you've actually admitted to that. Thanks.
Podcast.
Right, it's Scott. I'm going to try and find another job for Chris. I remember we talked about this yesterday. The website, which is growing in popularity, where people will do stuff, offering up their services, for just £5. That's coming up. Nicole Scherzinger, being very careful how I say the name today, but I think I'm getting it right. She's going to be here at 5 o'clock.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
So, just talking about how sometimes it can be embarrassing to admit that you maybe are wearing the perfume endorsed by a celebrity. Jamie's been on. Boyfriend wears Britney Spears Midnight, but doesn't tell anybody. Well, actually, didn't tell her when they first got together, but now every time someone walks past, it's like, actually, that smells of my boyfriend. It's Midnight by Britney Spears. I've admitted to you today that I'm wearing Usher shower gel. Deal with it. I wear my numerous Avril Lavigne and Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera perfumes with pride and tell my friends I'm wearing them. Good, Donna and Chippenham. You obviously don't have the problem where you're embarrassed. Hi, Luke.
Hi, Scott.
You're okay?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Tell me about your one.
I bought Paris Hilton for men because it smelled really good.
Paris Hilton for men. Okay. Yes. Did you ever admit to anybody that that's what it was when they went, "You smell real nice, Luke"?
No, I just kind of did the same as you and pretended that I forgot what it was.
I just can't remember what it's called, but you knew in your head that it was Paris Hilton for men.
Yeah, and I kind of admitted it in a lecture in front of a whole group of people eventually.
What?
When I was called out on it, yeah.
Well, so you didn't tell anyone for ages and then you admitted it in a lecture. How did this come up in a lecture, please?
We were talking about branding and branding of celebrity-endorsed products. And I thought it'd be funny because I thought everyone would just turn around and be like, "Oh, yeah, that's really funny." And then I told a group of about 60 people that I was wearing Paris Hilton for men and just got some really dodgy looks.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, thanks for feeling my pain.
Yeah, I do. Got a couple more. Pat says, "I wear Peter Andre's body wash and aftershave. My partner wears Jordan. We're not ashamed." Well, I'm really good. Look, you're out there now. You're proud. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Susie.
Hey, what are you saying?
I wear Peter Andre's perfume.
Do you tell people?
I do, yeah.
Was it the first thing you tell them when they go, "Hi," you go, "By the way, I'm wearing Peter Andre's perfume"?
No, when they ask what I'm wearing, I tell them that I'm wearing Peter Andre.
I like it that people are so out and proud about this, because I thought that would be a problem, but it's not, obviously.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it, man. Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
You probably know by now that my friend Chris here is looking for employment, and we were discussing this website, which is getting a lot of hits. And it's kind of like a job centre online, and people tell you what they would do for £5, and then it's up to you to kind of take them up on that offer. So I've got some more here.
Okay.
All right. Maybe you could get £5 and more, if you're good at it,
from
doing this.
I will select your lottery numbers for the next 5 weeks for £5.
Genius, because that way, if you're selecting the lottery numbers, you only inform the person when they lose, that they unfortunately you didn't win. And then if you do hit jackpot, you take the million. Genius.
Who needs a computer-calculated lucky dip when you can have the luck of a real person?
Okay, that's a good point.
I have previously been lucky in competitions as well.
After winning £100 last week on the lottery, I've decided I will handpick your lottery numbers for 5 weeks on however many lines or days you require.
Great result. £100 on the lotto.
Yeah.
And I this might be a stupid question, but there's nothing you can do if I, say, went halves with you, £2.50 each, and...
Me?
Well, you do the draw.
Yeah, yeah, but we've discussed this before. I'm not allowed to... it's a live draw, if you're listening, and no one can bribe me. And also, I obviously don't know the numbers.
Can you not?
It's live.
Yeah, I know, but if you see the number sort of, you know, where it picks it up, can you not just give it a kick and just sort of, if it goes back down to the bottom and get another go?
No, because I think that would look a bit suspicious. If I kicked it. If I kick Guinevere.
You should play it as...
It's not like the vending machine out there.
No?
You get two twirls if you push hard enough.
I just thought you'd give it a sly nudge or something if it's...
No, it doesn't work like that.
All right.
That would void the whole draw.
Would it?
Yes. You can't just kick Tourmaline.
Can you not just tell Drawmaster Matt to look the other way and just sort of give it a slight nudge?
Oh, oops.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Because even if Drawmaster Matt didn't see me, there's a camera on it because it's on TV.
What would Drawmaster Matt do?
Well, he'd be distracted. It wouldn't be him that's the problem. It's the, like, 5 million people that watch it might have a problem.
What you need to do is distract the cameraman somehow.
What, so both Drawmaster Matt and the cameraman are distracted?
Yeah, God knows what you do, but...
Woo! Okay, so...
Maybe I can help. Bring us along and I'll...
What are the TV audience seeing at this point when they're both being distracted?
Do you know what I'll do? I'll come with you. I'll run into the gallery and cut transmission. I don't know. I don't think talking about all this on air is the best idea either.
They don't really like it.
Right.
Next.
I'll teach you how to do a backflip in Glasgow. For £5.
Oh, a backflip in Glasgow.
Does it have to be in Glasgow?
By the sounds of it, yes.
I'll teach you how to do a backflip in Glasgow.
I can't do a backflip.
In Glasgow?
No, I couldn't do it. Well, I don't see what the difference would be. I don't know.
Well, no, there is.
Well, what's the difference?
Well, a backflip in Glasgow. Do you know what I'm saying?
Is that a euphemism? You're winking at me. I don't know what this means.
Have you never done a backflip in Glasgow?
No.
Really?
You have?
You're missing out.
I'm missing out here, aren't I?
No, you're not at all. I think they're just going to teach you to do a backflip in Glasgow.
So it's quite literally someone... So it's obviously a Glasgow-based business.
Yeah, I was trying to make you think it was something you didn't know about, but it really isn't. It's just someone doing a backflip in Scotland. What about this one?
I will talk like a chav for £5.
Is it, though? What do you get?
So I don't understand this business. So you just call up and you have someone just chatting... Chav.
I will insult your friend, your girlfriend, or your mother for the smallest sum of £5.
Okay, right, good.
In a chav style.
I'll talk about fags, booze, how much I think this tune is banging.
I just give them the number and they call someone and just talk chav. That's basically what this business is.
Or this could be something that you could go into. Imagine Gemma, you know Gemma who works upstairs?
Yep.
Imagine she has paid you £5, okay?
Right.
Now the money has just appeared in your account. Bing, there it is, a fiver. And she wants you to call her up and talk to her like a chav.
Oh, I can't keep doing all these different role plays, Scott.
Let's go, let's give her a ring.
Right.
Hello?
Yes, fam. You cool?
Hello?
You cool, blood?
Sorry?
You cool, blood?
Hello, who is this?
It's Chris, isn't it?
Oh, hi.
Are you cool, blood? You cool, blood?
I don't know what you're saying to me.
How's your fam?
Are you alright?
Yeah, I'm wicked, man. I'm wicked. Safe,
okay.
Yeah?
Why are you acting really strange?
Are you safe?
Yeah, I'm safe.
Love to your mother.
Okay, why? What's wrong with you? What are you being with?
You're vexing me out.
Bye.
I think that went well. I think she would be very pleased with her £5. Well spent there, I think.
Are we saying that Gemma paid for that service?
I think Gemma would be very happy with that if she had known about it.
What worries me is... what worries me is she's a little bit chavvy herself, so I don't... So for her not
well
to,
done.
So for her not to...
really well done. Really, really well done.
What?
You just called Gemma, who we both spend quite a lot of time with, a chav.
She's cool a lot.
Yeah.
She's a bit chavvy, but listen, the fact that she says...
It's just like the
she
worst
doesn't...
thing you could say.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, what about £5 from doing this?
I will compose a personal song for you or a loved one for £5.
A song for a fiver?
Send me lyrics or give me a rough idea of how you want the song to go. I'll then record and sing the song in my professional studio and send the song to you as an MP3 within 24 hours.
I can do this. I can play the guitar. I can't sing. That's my only weakness. I can't sing very well, but I'll give it a go.
I'm enjoying that we're trying these things out instantaneously. Let's do it now.
No, I'm more than happy to do it. No, not now.
Yeah, now.
I can't do it now, Scott.
I think you need to do a song for Gemma.
Can it be based
to apologise for what you said about her being a little bit chavvy?
Okay.
The one that doesn't speak has just gone to get the guitar.
Oh, God.
So let's do it. So here is Chris's song to apologise to Gemma, who works in our office, for saying that she was a little bit chavvy.
All right, got the guitar.
Thanks, one that doesn't speak, for lending us your guitar. Go.
Oh, Gemma, I'm sorry for calling you a chav. I didn't really mean it. It was a decision that was bad. Oh, Gemma, you're quite a classy lady. We're good friends, like chips and gravy. It's too late to apologise. It's too late.
I called you a chav.
It's too late to apologise. It's too late.
Called you a chav. Yeah. Thought I'd help out a little bit there.
Sorry, I just had to do that off the top of my head as well. I would usually probably speed it up, but...
I enjoyed that. Another £5 well spent there.
Yeah.
By Gemma. Gemma has no idea that she now owes you £10.
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll email her an invoice.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
That'll really help things right now. Radio 1 Podcast. Scott Mills with you on Radio 1. It's 5:07. And here is Nicole Scherzinger. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm amazing.
Excellent news. Now, you can see me and Nicole, mostly Nicole, on the on the live webcam now at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Now, the last time I interviewed you in this very studio was a long time ago, and it was when the Pussycat Dolls had just started. Wow. And I backed my chair up like this and went, "Hello to the Pussycat Dolls!" and then fell off the back of my chair.
Awesome.
Do you remember that?
No.
Thank God. See, if I'd never brought that up, you would have thought I was still really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how are you? Cold enough for you in the UK at the moment?
It's a little chilly, but the sun's out, so yeah, it makes me happy.
You know when you're about to go to the UK, you know, like maybe you're in LA at home and you're thinking, oh, I'm about to go to the UK. What's the first thing that you think of?
The weather is very changeable, so what am I going to wear?
Oh, yeah, you have to pack like 15 million different suitcases just in case anything happens.
Just in case.
Okay. How many bags do you take with you on an average trip? Is it a lot?
Just two big ones.
Two big bags. Mm. Do you know what I saw?
And then I have two separate wardrobe bags.
Excellent.
So see, I guess four,
it's getting bigger.
Or five.
Okay, now maybe. It's five. I saw the Beckhams once arrive in New York, and they had literally about, I think, five people carriers just with their luggage.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, it was good. But once again, they were prepared for anything.
I only have four. Just for
just the four.
Just four.
So what have you been doing since you've been here?
What haven't I been doing? It's been amazing. Just promoting the album. Killer Love coming out March 21st, and the single.
Tick. Tick.
Yes, yep. And the single, Don't Hold Your Breath.
Ching.
Yep, and just did Lorraine this morning.
Oh, I'm going out with her tomorrow night. Do you want to come?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Y'all did that thing together.
We did the desert trek,
yeah.
Cool. It was good, it was very good.
I did the Comic Relief.
Yes.
Yeah, I did that this weekend.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, I did that show. Let's Dance, obviously, for Comic Relief. And
Dancing on Ice.
Dancing on Ice.
Any time to do anything apart from TV shows or radio shows? Didn't you go and see The Wizard of Oz?
I did. That's the one thing I got to do.
With Lewis?
Yeah. I saw The Wizard of Oz, Andrew Lloyd Webber's new musical. So. Mm.
Was that one of those things like I do where you go through the listings and you go, no, no. No. Oh, actually, I'd quite like to see that.
Well, yeah, Andrew was kind enough to invite me to go and see it, and we had a great time. Mm. Have you seen it?
I haven't. I'm not great with musicals, Nicole.
I am queen of musicals. I love them.
Do you?
Yes, I grew up on the stage, so, and I just did a musical last year at the Hollywood Bowl in L.A., Rent, so I had a blast with that.
I did enjoy Legally Blonde, the musical.
Are you serious? Please don't tell me there's a musical called Legally Blonde.
Yeah.
Is that a true story?
Yes.
Wow.
It's on not far from where you saw The Wizard of Oz in London.
It's kind of like Wizard of Oz, huh?
It's similar. Girl goes shopping a lot, gets into Harvard. Brilliant.
You know.
What a story. So is Lewis still spending time with you in London, or has he gone off somewhere now?
He's testing.
Is he?
Yeah, he's gone off testing.
Formula One starts soon.
Mm-hmm.
Will you be there? Because you go to a lot of the races, don't you?
I try to. You know, we both have such demanding schedules. But, I'm going to try to go to as many races as I can when I'm not, you know, trying to take over the world with my album.
Yeah. Now, with that, do you go to them just because you're a really good girlfriend and you feel that you should be there? Or do you actually want to be at the F1?
Both. No. I go for the support for him, but I'm fascinated by it, and plus I'm hoping and praying that by being there I could just somehow shed some type of really good light and so that he could race his
bit of good luck.
Yeah. So I don't know if I'm good luck or anything, but just anything positive that I could bring to him on his race weekends, I try to.
It must be so hard to because you're both extremely busy to find the time to see each other. Do you have to? I'm imagining you have to sit down one evening when you do see him with a big spreadsheet of where you're going to be and where he's going to be and then try and work out some time.
It's really like that.
Is it?
It's honestly like that. It's like, where are you here? What country are you in here? Maybe we can meet in this country for a day.
I'm imagining it's like one of those old war films where you've got like one of those basements and you've got like a big map with pins in it. Huge. And that's how you plan your life.
It's kind of like that. Sadly, it's kind of like that, but we find a way to work it out.
Now, Nicole, we were just completely different subject. We were discussing this on my show yesterday. I want to get your views on it. Mm-hmm. What are your views on eating in the bath?
What?
Mm-hmm. Like, there's a TV show, we were talking about this yesterday, and they have full-on roast dinners in the bath.
Is that a true story?
Yeah. I'll show you a picture. Hang on, I'll find
it
for you.
I mean, is there actual water in the bath?
Yeah, they're getting clean, and they're also eating some food.
Mm.
No?
Yeah, I've never heard of that one.
I'll just show you the picture. Hang on.
Let's see it.
This is from an old TV show called Darling Buds of May when it loads up.
Oh, wow.
Now, as you can see there, Nicole, it's not just a snack. there's a bit of gammon there. There's a big roast chicken.
Wow.
Even some tomato sauce at the top.
You know what? After looking at that picture, I don't think you fully lived life until you've had a bath and had a full roast dinner at the same time.
So maybe you could try it sometime. Right, we're going to play your song.
Okay.
Called Don't Hold Your Breath. Tell us a bit about it.
It's a song and...
It's a song. It's song. By me.
No, it's a cool song. It's about kind of letting go of the past and stuff, you know, your old self and moving forward and new beginnings, and it's empowering.
And it's from your new album.
It's from my new album, Killer Love. Coming out March 21st is my first... I was about to say my first solo debut album, which makes no sense at all.
That doesn't make any sense, no. But I'm glad you corrected yourself. It's all good.
I did. I caught myself and I shared it with you all.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That was Nicole Scherzinger. Don't Hold Your Breath on BBC Radio 1. You can see Nicole on the live webcam now because she's here with me. You just log on to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Now, I've decided I might as well not ask you the X Factor question because I saw you on Loose Women and I saw you on Loreen. And you swerved it both times, quite successfully. Didn't give anything away at all.
I'm a wiggly swerver.
Yeah, you are. That's what I always say. I say that Nicole Scherzinger, she's a wiggly swerver.
I can't give anything away because, honestly, I don't know anything.
You really don't either, I don't think.
No, I don't know if they do. So it's cool. It's okay. All up in the air. It's all
But you'd want to do it, wouldn't you?
I think I'd be honoured if they asked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And is it supposed to be... I'm confused. Is it the UK one or the US one? Because obviously you did the UK one before. Which is the one you're being considered for? Is it both?
I'm not sure. I was maybe the US.
Okay.
Because that's where I live, but...
Yeah. Okay, well, you wait to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I've got some questions from our listeners. My friend Chris here is looking for a job right now.
Okay.
Joshua Southcombe has been on, and quite other few people on Facebook. Now, how many people do you have working for you, Nicole?
Countless.
Is it many?
Too many to count.
Yeah.
I have a posse of 1, 7, 12, but yeah, two people right here.
Right. Any chance you could make it three?
It's a possibility.
Really?
Yeah.
What
could he do? In the Nicole Scherzinger
What is your specialty?
Yeah, that's the trouble. That is the problem. There isn't really one.
I'm a good odd job man.
If you need some shelves putting up, anything, he's there.
I like to eat. Can you cook?
Yeah, I can try.
Can you cook?
Not really.
You can try.
Okay, well, there we are.
That's
so
good.
You are now Nicole Scherzinger's cook. What, every time she's in London?
Amazing.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Matthew Bailey's been on. Where is your favourite night out in the world?
Wow. That's a great question.
It's a good question, that.
I think it was the delivery.
I wish everyone
could see you. Where's your favorite night out? The world.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess it's just picking a really, really good, fun night out that you've had, like one of the best nights of your life.
I had a great time in Paris once.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What happened?
The DJ was playing my favorite songs, mostly mine. No. It just felt amazing. I think it was a long day of promo, and it was, cool. And then the Cafe Patron kicked in. I'm just joking.
Yeah.
No, it was... Paris was fun. I don't go out much here, to be honest with you. I'm working so much here, usually, and just try to get as much rest as I can.
Are you ordering the room service a lot?
I'm a strong... I'm devout room service.
See, you seem like the person, to me, I'm the same, that as soon as you go into that hotel room, it's probably the first thing you look at, first or second, is the room service menu. Am I right?
It's kind of like the highlight, right?
It is, right?
What else are you going to look at? I don't turn on the TV, so I just wow, what do they have on the room service?
It's the second thing you do after turning the light on to get into the room.
Is it bad that I've memorized my room service menu?
Have you? What will you have off it tonight?
I might look at the... They have a really good rocket salad with Parmesan and, like, a salmon on it.
Sorry, Chris. Could you wrestle that up?
Oh, we almost forgot you about...
We forgot.
You.
Sorry.
Chris?
No.
Can you make a good salmon salad?
I'll try.
Okay.
He can do that thing... I don't know whether you've seen it, where you can... It's like the kit, you know, like, where you make fajitas? You can do that. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, those are good.
Yeah, they're good. He can do that.
Oh, those are good.
I can do that.
Yeah,
let's be honest.
I can do that too.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about the royal wedding.
Oh, goodness. I don't know much about it.
Oh, now, have you been asked to go?
No.
Would you like to go? Would you? Yeah, that's
I don't
a
know,
stupid
Scott,
question.
Are
Scott.
You going to go?
Well, here's the thing. I offered to DJ a while back, and I got an email back, a very nice email, from someone with a double-barreled surname, saying that they have already got it sorted. It's done. So I'm not on. Mm. Anything you could do to make them change their mind would be absolutely brilliant.
I'll try to talk to them for
you. Could you?
Definitely.
Do you have that number?
I'd say that they're making the wrong decision.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. And that I should be the DJ.
All bets are on you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I haven't been invited or anything, but I'll definitely try
to you can just ring
put in
there,
a
right?
good word for you.
Thank you very much. So what does the rest of your trip hold? Just more interviews? Like, you must have a night out at some point, maybe?
I think I'm going to go to dinner tonight. I'm going to celebrate. I love, that's my celebration, is good food.
Okay. So the first thing we bumped off, Chris, is your chef. Then we bumped off the room service.
I'm sorry.
Now you're going to dinner.
Make up
your mind. God.
Yeah.
Listen, what we're going to do in a minute.
Yeah, you're off tonight, Chris.
Yeah. Phew. That's good, because you were going to go to the pub in Pinner anyway. It's all good. What we're going to do in a minute is play a little game. You know, we mentioned Comic Relief earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all about people doing things that are funny for money. Well, we've been onto a street near us called Stupid Street. And they have been trying to impress us with their amusing skills.
Okay.
So we'll do that next.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, we're going to do this thing now. It's called Stupid Street. Basically, our friend Smooth Talking Dan, there he is out there, he has been out onto the streets, like he does on this show a lot. And we ask people to do something funny for money, because it's Comic Relief. So Smooth Talking Dan, he goes out there, asks them to do it, just on the spot, like... If either of us find it funny, Nicole, we are going to give £1 straight to Comic Relief.
Good.
How many pounds have you got on you right now? A lot?
Or yeah.
Have you? Carrying a lot of cash? How much? Actually, don't say that.
I have a lot of American dollars.
You
but
do?
I mean, I can, you know.
That's fine. We can change it up.
Yeah.
That won't be a problem.
Yeah.
I can hear some jangling. Is that all your pounds or your jewellery? Or is that something else? Oh, I see. Right. It's the one that doesn't speak money. Wow. Can I just say, before we do this, by the way, we were talking about celebrity perfumes earlier.
Uh-huh.
You smell gorgeous today.
Thank you.
What is that? What is that smell? Is it Paris Hilton's new one?
No, I'm afraid to disappoint you. It's not.
It's nice, whatever it is. Is it your own one? Have you got one?
No, I'm going to have one day. But the actual one that I'm wearing right now is called... I'm wearing mine that I wear, and then before I jumped in, I had a spritz of hers.
Hi.
But I wear this perfume called Alien. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a well-known perfume? Could I,
yeah,
for instance,
can
could
anywhere.
I can go and get it?
Yeah, if you I wanted, can go anywhere and get it.
If I wanted to wear the same perfume as Nicole Scherzinger, Alien, I could get it.
Yeah, you can spray it on your pillow at night and, you know, dream of me.
Okay, I could do that. Absolutely. well, that's good. And also, lots of love for your hat on the Facebook today.
It's pretty... Wait, oh, the other one?
Because people can see you.
Which hat?
The hat that you had on just before, because the camera was on before.
Oh,
so.
This? Yeah.
Put it on again for the people watching on the webcam. It's difficult with the headphones on. You can either do one or the other, I think.
But I'm so devoted. I took the hat off so I could have the headphones, be a member of the headphone crew.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You're part of our crew now. You don't have to. There we are. There's the hat. Check it out. bbc.co.uk/radio1. You feel better with the hat on? It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah, it's
like
good.
Rock and roll vintage style.
Yeah. Okay, let's back to the game. Back to the headphones.
Oh, okay.
Sorry,
no
I was,
more hats.
Sorry, I don't mean to keep chopping and changing.
No
so, if either of us find this funny from the people on Stupid Street, we will give £1 to Comet Relief. We asked five people, so this is out of a possible £10.
I got pounds.
You got them?
Tons.
Right, we're ready to go. Here's the first potential funny person.
Okay, George, if you can do anything funny, Scott Mills will give £1 to Comet Relief.
Okay.
That was good, actually.
Good,
just screamed and ran off and ran back. That was surprising. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I quite like that because it was on the spot. You know, you're asking someone to do something funny. He just ran away and came back again, but was quite amusing with it. Here he comes back. I'm giving it. I'm putting £1 down for
I'm
that.
I'm doing
are you?
A strong pound.
Strong pound.
Sounded like George of the Jungle.
Pound from both of us. There we are. £2 raised for Comet Relief so far. Here's the next funny person on Stupid Street.
What's your name?
Beth.
Okay, Beth. Can you do something funny for money for me? That. Whoa. That was purely visual, but.
That is all visual, but I basically stuck my tongue up my nose.
Yeah, not just on your nose. Actually,
yeah,
up your nostril.
Know.
Do you do that a lot?
Yeah. It's a frequent thing.
So you just
yeah,
give it
whenever
a little...
I need to.
I can't do that, can you?
No, I'm not that talented.
No. So are we giving her money for talent, or was it funny?
You know, I think what the funny part was is that she was so actually amused by herself.
Yes.
So I think I'm going to give her a pound.
Put it down there.
A pound for the
another,
charity.
I'm not so keen. But that's great. We've got £3 now for Comet Relief. You're being very generous, Nicole. I like it.
She thought it was funny, so.
Yeah, she amused herself, and that's the main
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
Next.
Picket bucket, fire it up, come along. As I take a hit from the song, my name is Camille, and I like to freestyle. Whenever I do it for a pile. Yeah, that's right. Hold on. I'll do it again. One last time.
One last time. Okay,
whenever
one more time.
I do it, yo. I do it for
my
a pile.
My name is Camille, and I live in Marrickville, where all the ladies like to come and chill. Yeah, that's right. I'm the king of the hill, the one who never ever ever steal.
Oh yeah, I'm putting £1 straight down for that. You laughed.
Oh man, I need like £5 right now for what's his name?
Camille down.
Who's the king of the hill?
Yes he is. Next one.
What's your name?
Maxine.
Yep. Good name.
Thank you.
Having a nice day today so
yeah,
far?
Yeah, lovely. Sun's out. It's all good.
Enjoying the weather?
No, yes. Sorry, Nicole. I need to apologise and explain. This is Smooth Talking Dan. When he goes out onto the street, what he does is he does use this as an excuse to pick up women. just to make you aware.
What's your name?
Maxine.
Give me a hit. Good name.
Thank you.
Having a nice day today so
yeah,
far?
Yeah, lovely. Sun's out. It's all good.
Enjoying the weather?
Yes.
Touch me. Gonna do some sunbathing, maybe?
No. Touch
me there. Get your bikini out.
Oh, no, not yet.
Right there. I think you look good in bikini, though.
Oh, thanks. Thanks very much.
Anyway, can you do something funny for money?
Yeah, horse walks into the bar. Bartender asks why the long face. That's all I can think of.
Now, that's not an original joke. I've heard that before. I'm going to give £1 just for Smooth Talking Dan's skills on the street there with the ladies. Down. No?
I don't know. I didn't think it was very funny.
Okay, good. And here's the last one.
So what's your name?
Nikisha.
Okay, so it's Comet Relief coming up.
Oh, yeah?
Can you do something funny for money?
Oh, my gosh, definitely. What could I do? Something funny. Okay. I love Comet Relief! Is that okay? In the middle of...
Yeah, that was good.
Is that okay? That just do that in the middle of London? Is that okay for you?
So she just shouted, I love Comet Relief in the middle of London.
I love Comet Relief! Is that okay?
Feeling that?
Yeah, okay. It took a lot of guts.
I'm putting another pound down.
I think a bunch of these equal a pound.
Nicole Scherzinger, are you giving me change?
No.
Two's to five, to ten.
If you add it up, it's probably more than a pound.
Wow, that's brilliant. I just like it that you've given me a selection of 5p's there, so some 10s in there. It's brilliant. Thanks very much. I needed the change anyway. It's all good. I can change that up, actually,
hey,
if you want.
Every little bit counts.
Absolutely. It's all for Comet Relief. Listen, thank you so much for coming today. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for being so lovely. Thank you for smelling so nice. Thank you for having a good hat.
Yay, thank
And thank you for having
you.
Good songs
and
also.
And tell Lorraine I said hello.
I will. It's a shame you can't be there tomorrow because we'd have such a laugh. Anyway, see you soon.
All right.
Thank
cheers.
You. Bye. Podcast. We're still trying to find a job for Chris, aren't we?
Well, you're trying to find me a job, yeah.
Yeah. We were talking yesterday about this website, which is getting really popular at the moment. It's kind of like a job centre online. People tell you what they would do for £5. You can earn some good money from this.
Yeah, it's just thinking of the right idea, isn't it?
These people aren't just sat there, sat around, trying to cop off with Nicole Scherzinger. These people are doing something useful, and you could do the same.
It's a bit rude, but we'll carry on.
But true. You could get £5 just from doing this, for example.
I will hold up a sign in front of the Patronus Twin Towers of anything you want and take an HD picture just for £10.
What's that?
I think that's in Thailand. It's like a huge big tower.
What, and someone just holds a sign up with anything on it?
It would look pretty cool.
Just tell me what you want to say, / advertise, and I'll put it on the sign. Stand in front of the Patronus Twin Towers, and that's it.
Just getting a picture up for you now.
They're in Kuala Lumpur.
Oh, that's it, not Thailand, sorry.
To be fair to him, I'll turn this around and show you, it is actually quite an impressive-looking building, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
But he's earning money out of just holding up a sign in front of it.
Well, he obviously lives in the area and has cashed in on that a bit.
He's just taking advantage of his surroundings.
Are there any buildings similar to that in Pinner?
There's the head of the Katie Waisel campaign.
Brilliant.
Right, from the X Factor, that is, yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, it's her family's shop. So during the X Factor, it was one of those where it was, you know, like you did with Cher Lloyd, where you went to Worcester
The final, yes.
Yeah, if Katie had got through, you would have actually probably been in Pinner in
that shop.
Yeah.
How did that become the headquarters for the campaign exactly?
They made loads of signs. I went in. They tried to flog me a Katie Waisel T-shirt, like vote Waisel. She went out the next week, so that would have been a disaster. £15.
So, yeah, well, maybe just have your picture taken. You can, like, hold a sign up.
Well, in front of Katie Waisel's shop.
In front of the shop, yeah, there we are. It's your equivalent of those towers.
It probably is, yeah.
Just keep it short.
Oh, right, you've got to do a short message.
Within a couple of days, you'll have a photo download ready to view without leaving the comfort of your own home.
Well, it's a nice idea.
It's one to think about.
I will provide you with at least 3 different poses / photos. You can surprise your friends on Facebook. Imagine that.
I know, imagine it.
What does he mean by poses? He's got to hold up a sign 3 different ways, right? Mm. One above the head, one right. Oh, God, I wish you could see the face. You've done this before, haven't you, Mills? Right? One above the head, one in. I don't know, does he? Oh, God, no, that's rude.
you could do all those. Imagine the surprise and the delight, though, if someone got a photo of you holding up a sign in front of Katie Waisel's mum and dad's shop in Pinner.
I'm up for doing it. As a sampler, I'll do one for free for somebody if they want it.
Really?
Yeah, why not? Go on.
When can you do this? Tomorrow?
I'll do it tomorrow for you, yeah.
Superb.
Choose one person, tell me the message, and I'll get that done for you.
For a fiver?
Well, free sample to start with.
Oh, nice. What else have we got?
I will write a children's story for £10.
Oh, that's quite sweet. Well, you're good at poems.
Yeah. I'm thinking this could be something I could do, maybe.
Do you want a unique, special story about your child?
Yes. Well, no, I don't have a child.
Is it a children's story, or is it a story about your child?
It's a children's story, but it incorporates your child into it.
Oh, right.
That's a good idea.
I can write a short fiction story based on your child and his/her fantasy experience.
Mm. So you reckon you could do that, yeah?
I could certainly give it a go as long as it was a short story.
Well, I think we should give this a go now. So imagine that I have got children. Imagine they're called Bob and Doug, my beautiful sons. And story goes like this. Go.
You want me to say a story or a poem?
A story. That's what this is about.
Oh, God. Well, I mean, this could...
Go on. What have my sons been doing?
Right. There once was a boy called Bob.
That's a poem.
Oh.
You don't have to... It doesn't have to rhyme.
Once upon a time,
there we are.
There was a boy called Bob and his brother Doug. Is that right? Yeah, they would be brothers if they were kids, wouldn't they? And their brother Doug. And they went out into the big wide world to... I need a theme. I haven't even got a theme here.
You're the author. Freestyle it.
All right. Once upon a time, there was a boy, two boys called Bob and Doug. They were... One day, walking down the road, and they saw a magical mushroom on the side of the road. No. Oh, I meant toadstool.
Yeah, let's leave that.
Once Upon a Time.
I'd rather we didn't do this again.
Move on?
Yeah, let's move on. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's this?
It's Zoe.
Zoe, where are you?
I'm in Chelmsford.
How can I help?
My friends have been quite cruel and have sent me a really hard task as what to do for Lent.
Okay, for Lent. Okay, lots of people doing this at the moment.
Yeah, I've become quite well known at my school for being a bit Twitter obsessed, and they've all forced me actually to give up tweeting celebrities for 40 days for Lent.
Oh my God.
I know.
Wow. So you are giving up tweeting celebrities for Lent?
Yeah, I'm still allowed to tweet just to random people, just so long as they're not celebrities.
Do you know what? You are all about the suffering, aren't you?
Yeah.
How are you going to get by?
I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to cope.
How many celebrities do you tweet on average a day?
Well, most people know me for tweeting Olly Murs quite a lot.
In fact, I think I've seen some of your tweets to Olly Murs. Yes, I have.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Anyone else?
Chris Moyles. And the Chris Moyles team, really. A lot of people from Radio 1.
Yeah.
Matt Cardle. Just anybody that I can try to get to tweet me back, really.
Do you often get tweets back?
I've had quite a few tweets back, actually. Ollie sent me two. Alid of the Chris Moyles show has sent me a few. So has Dave.
Wow.
I'm trying to think who else. Jessie J, sort of before she got really big. I'm trying to think. I can't remember.
You did say celebrity, so you could probably still tweet Alid. You'd be all right.
That's not very nice.
No. Okay, cool. So, well, 40 days, it can't be that hard, can it?
It's going to be pretty hard.
Okay,
and
well...
it's my birthday as well.
Oh, no. So you're not even going to get any happy birthday messages?
No. It's going to be hard.
So, celebrities, if you're listening, and Alid, when... if you're thinking, where's Zoe gone? She's okay... she's just given up tweeting you for Lent.
They can still tweet me if they want to. I just can't tweet them
No,
back.
I don't think they should be allowed either. That's not the... no. No, you've got to give it up. Give it up totally.
Oh, that's so hard, though.
I know, but you can do it, you know?
I can't. Some of my friends are having to give up gossiping and talking about Glee and being very sarcastic. That's what other people are having to give up. But Twitter's much harder.
Yeah, well, some people are giving up more than that, to be honest, for Lent. So I think you'll be all right.
Really?
Yeah. Give me a high five.
High five.
Press five.
Oh, hang on. I'm on the touch screen. It's quite difficult.
I'm just
hang
doing
on.
It a lot until you...
yeah. There we go.
Love you, bye. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.